When was the last time you refreshed your bedding? Sleep cooler with Avocado's naturally breathable, certified organic sheets. Choose from GOTS-certified organic cotton, linen, or hemp, all made-safe certified to the highest standards of non-toxic safety, delivering the ultimate in luxury, sustainability, and style, and a deeper, more restorative sleep. Join Avocado's mission to be one of the world's most sustainable brands at avocadomattress.com.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. It prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
I think Reggie thinks I have a crush on him.
Let's dive into that. Why do you think that?
Because I'm always like hitting on him at the bar.
Because I'm always trying to kiss him.
But like, it's like a bro hit. You know what I mean? Like, it's like I try to hit on all my friends. Like, if my homie looks good, I'm like, yo, what's up, bro? Like, yeah. You look fine.
But are you trying to kiss him, or what?
No. I'm just like, I'm not attracted. I'm just like, yo, like, you look thick, dude. You look fine.
I can't tell if you're joking or not.
I swear.
Like, but it's not in like a I actually think you're kind of hot kind of way. You're just like trying to compliment the homies.
Yeah, like if I see them like looking extra good, mm-hmm. I'm like, damn, bro, like.
If you had to date somebody that you're friends with, who would it be?
Like a chick?
No, dude.
I can't. That's the thing. I can't. I won't be able to get a hard on with a dude.
But if you had to, who's the most your type? Who's looking good these days?
I don't even know how to like comprehend that in my brain. Cause
but you will see Reggie and go compliment him and tell him he's hot.
Yeah, but also like I'll see Todd and I'm like, bro, damn, bro, like Todd, you looking thick, bro.
Yeah, well, Todd's a different animal.
Yeah, like it's not like I'm trying to like smash. It's just like if I see you looking extra good. I go like, damn, bro, like, you're looking fire.
Right.
You know what I mean? Not in, like, a sense that I want to smash. More in, like, yo, compliment the homies.
Your earrings look nice on you.
Thanks, bro. Like, for Valentine's Day, too, like, I'm not going to get a chick flowers.
You're going to get your homies flowers.
I'm going to get, like, my homies flowers, yeah. But, like, not that I'm, like, trying to, like, smash or, like, none of that.
You don't think they're going to get the wrong idea that you're trying to smash, though? If you're buying your
They can if they want to.
And then what? Where does it go?
Nowhere.
It just ends right
there.
Yeah,
it just ends right there. It doesn't go anywhere. It's just like, oh, bro, you're looking fine, dude. Looking fire.
I don't know if it's the earrings or the legs crossed or...
Like, you're right now, bro, you're looking fire, dude.
Guys, today's guest is Nick Antonian, a.k.a. Jonah, on the internet. A massive 3 million TikTok follower page and a close friend. This man founded a restaurant, Jonah's Kebabs, gifted it to his dad, created and shot a pilot of a TV show, currently working on his movie... And as much people doubt him, he gets shit done.
Done. Thank you. Thank you.
I mean that.
I'm richer than my haters. By miles.
Miles?
By fucking miles.
How much is in your bank account right now? It's all tied up.
$20, whatever.
I'm rich up here. Yeah. That's all the best.
Yeah, I have a good heart. Hey, you know someone's broken, you start talking about how good their heart is. Bro, my heart's good, dude. I'm a good guy.
I'm a good guy. That's
I'm
all the that matters.
I'm a good guy, but nah, dude.
I take care of my friends. I feel like you have a Nick renaissance these days.
Dude.
You have some charisma to yourself lately. You're healthier now more than ever.
Yeah.
You're making more money than ever.
Mm-hmm.
People notice it.
Do they?
You go out to the club, you're dancing, you're having a good time. You don't care if you're getting kicked out. You go to the next club.
And I'm buying the drinks.
Are you? Because you left the tab.
Okay, fine. That one Thursday was a little weird.
Someone's buying the drinks. What are you trying to do?
What do you mean?
You're just trying to get healthier these days?
Healthy how? Like?
I mean, you're skinnier than ever.
I know I'm launching a skate line. So I want to be able to like ride the board again. I used to hang out with the homies all the time, crack 40s, smoke weed, and like skateboard. But I hit a behemoth weight of like 250 pounds. So I was like, fuck, dude, my ankles are screaming for help.
Actually,
yeah,
your ankles hurt.
It was feeling weird. I'd feel it cracking and stuff, dude. It was weird.
And then you just decided to start losing weight. What do you
wear
now? You
remember that one bit we did with Todd?
Which one?
Clowder Banks.
Yeah.
See how big I was there?
Was that your biggest?
Pull it up.
I remember it.
Do you remember it genuinely?
Yeah, I do.
My brother sent it to me. Should I pull it up one more time just so you get a...
Sure. This is the video of Nick at Clowder Banks and Todd. Let's see. Oh, wow. You made a huge difference.
Yeah, dude.
Holy, that was 250 then?
That was like 245.
Guys, this is crazy.
Yeah, dude.
What were you feeling at that time?
What do you mean?
Like, what, were you sad with yourself?
Yeah, dude, I was fucking fat and depressed. I mean, I'm still fat and depressed, but like, you know, now I'm less depressed. Because I'm not as fat.
Do you see yourself losing even more weight?
For sure, like 25 pounds maybe.
What are you trying to get to?
Like 175.
170. That's what I am.
Yeah, right now I'm like 188.
You're 188 right now?
No.
So that math doesn't add up. You want to lose another 20 pounds, but you're 10 pounds away of where you want to be. People want to know if you're going to do a Zila doc. Are you?
No.
Never?
No. I'm too fucking busy.
You go solo?
Yeah. Yeah. I will do a collab. I will do a Zila collab for sure. For sure I'll do a Zila collab.
You're TikToking a lot these days on streams.
Yeah.
Is that fun?
It's fun. I'm starting Twitch soon too.
Are you?
Yeah.
Did you play with Scott the other day?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I've been crushing there. Yeah, Twitch is I think the next step. I think it's fun.
Do you think that's your next big push?
Yeah, for sure. Like I wake up, there's like 100 screen recordings of just me on TikTok live. Like imagine if I Twitch and I put in like, you know, like I actually have productions, because I'm gonna turn the room into like a Twitch. Like I'll invite guests, like chicks, and I'll do like fucking, I'll bring a motorcycle in the house and like I'll have a burnout in the room. Like,
I know. I think that's your specialty. You're really good at that.
What?
Like the IRL shit. Because I was watching you on your TikTok stream, and when you're streaming in the restaurant, you have all these people coming in. And you have all these different characters.
Yeah.
And you're not afraid to do reckless, crazy shit.
Yeah.
Especially in your house, in your restaurant. Like.
Yeah, I know, dude.
I think that's your knack.
I think I'm going to crush with that, bro. For sure.
And you have so many connections to people, too.
Yeah, yeah. For sure, I'm going to crush with that. It's fun, too. I'm having a good time with it.
Are you making money on it?
Like streaming?
Yeah.
Yeah.
On TikTok?
Yeah.
Who have you reached out to that you haven't gotten a response from that you're trying to work with?
Who?
Because I've seen
maybe Aiden Ross. I do want to collab with him.
I've seen your DMs. You reach out to a lot of people.
I do.
You got a lot of people in your DMs.
I do DM a lot of people. But I've been doing that forever.
I know.
Even with Dave, I've reached out to him.
Yeah, you and Dave met organically, right?
No, stalked him.
What do you mean?
Stalked him.
No, you didn't.
I did.
I don't think you actually stalked
him. Swear to you, I stalked him. I went to his meet and greet behind Zane's house, behind Scott's house. Sorry.
Whose videos were you watching at the time?
David's.
You watched David's?
I studied every fucking vlog.
And then what? What did he do?
He went to the meet and greet. There was like 1,000
people. He posted on his Snapchat?
I don't remember where the fuck he posted it. My cousin hit me up. He's like, yo, David Dobrik's having a meetup. And I studied his videos, bro. I was like literally watching his shit. And I was like, fuck, dude. I'm like, I can make this guy's videos better. So then I went to the meet and greet, and I'm like, I'm just going to go up to him and tell him a joke. I'm just going to go be funny, you know? Like, he'll turn his camera on, probably.
Do you remember what you said to him?
No, I don't remember.
Do you? And it was just embarrassing?
No, it's not embarrassing. I don't give a fuck. I give no fucks, dude. I've done that. Like, I've even Josh Peck fucking stalked him. Fucking, when I was, yeah, when, like, back in the day when I was trying to do the TV show.
Yeah.
It's like right out of high school. Maybe even in 12th grade, actually.
What happened during that interaction with David? He's doing this big meet and greet. All these people are there in the park. Yeah,
there's a big meet and greet. There's probably like 2,000 people there, actually. It was a lot, man. I don't remember exactly how much it was. There's a lot of people there.
And were you just thinking, I'm going to get close with this guy?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I genuinely thought, I'm going to be like one of the members on the squad. I'm like, I'm going to fucking do it. Like, and I told my cousin too. I'm like, I'm going to fucking get into it.
Have you ever told people this before?
No. Because it was weird. I had to like, I feel like I had to build like my own like little career. I had to build my own brand, and then I admit to him. I just admitted to him a couple of days ago at the restaurant.
Yeah, he had no idea.
Yeah, had no clue. So I told him. And then he was at the meet and greet. I went up to him. There's a lot of people there, man. His fucking Tesla was stormed. Or not stormed, swarmed. And then didn't work out. Fucking left. I'm like to my cousin, I'm like, fuck. I'm like, God damn it, dude. I'm like, well, I'll get him. And then I went to his fucking house.
Went to his apartment?
House. Yeah.
Invited or uninvited?
Uninvited. I went to his fucking apartment, and then I ran into him on the elevator, and I saw his camera, and I was like, fuck. I'm like, I just need him to hit record. I'm like, I need him to hit record, and I will give him gold. And then, fucking.
Did anything happen in the elevator?
No, nothing happened. He was just
Did
like.
Did you talk to him?
He was just like kind of awkwardly like standing there looking up.
Just the two of you in the elevator.
I think it was just me and him.
What I would give to see that footage. Same. From in the elevator.
Same. That was our.
You like, just looking at him.
That was like our second interaction, and I was like, "Fuck!" I'm like, "I need this guy to grab that camera and put it in my face." I'm like, "I gotta fucking and I'm gonna eat it up." Swear to God.
I know you're serious.
Real shit. And then a mutual friend. I didn't go to the house that day. A mutual friend was like borrowing something from him, and he's like, oh, it's at David's house. And I was like, okay, David. I'm like, I know who this David guy is. So he's like, to me, he's like, stay in the car. And
you're
I was like,
fuck that.
And I stayed in the car. But then after he went upstairs, I went upstairs too. I didn't tell him I was going upstairs. I was like, all right, I'm going to go upstairs. Knocked on the door.
Did you go
like,
in with.
I can't remember what I said. I think it was like, oh, my God, hey, what's up? Like,
did you go in with the mindset of what you wanted to do?
100%.
You knew.
I knew. I was like, I'm going to go inside. I'm going to create a fucking character. I'm going to stick to it. I'm going to crush it. And then I'm going to have him record. Because I already knew what the fuck the vlogs were about. I already knew what it was about. I was like, okay, it's 4 minutes, 20 seconds. Chaotic fucking jokes. Just a bunch of shit going down. As soon as I fucking land down into that apartment, into the house, I'm on. And that's what I did. I was in the vlog for a minute. Whole fucking minute. That's a lot. That's like 25% of a video, of his video at the time. That was a lot. It's a starring role.
Did you know there's an online cannabis company that ships federally legal THC right to your door? And they found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients to target nearly every mood and health concern you can think of. I'm talking about Mood.com's incredible line of functional gummies. And you can get 20% off your first order at Mood.com with promo code LIGHTWEIGHT. Forget one-size-fits-all supplements that only get you high. Mood's functional gummies are optimized to kick in as little as 15 minutes and can take you to the mood that you're looking for. Mood's functional gummies combine premium, federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help get you in the perfect mood, usually in as little as 15 minutes. And it ships discreetly to your door. No dispensary lines, no awkward conversations. Not only is every Mood product backed by 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with the code LIGHTWEIGHT. So head to Mood.com, find your functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. Don't forget to use the promo code LIGHTWEIGHT when you check out to save 20% off on your first order. Sometimes it could be hard eating healthy when you're feeling like you're giving up flavor or fun. That's where I have a food hack for you. Washington Red Raspberries are a clean, simple, and seriously delicious way to add more nutrition to your day. They're American grown, picked at peak ripeness, and frozen within hours to lock in nutrients like fiber, antioxidants, and vitamin C. And they have no added sugar, just fruit. As nature intended. I try to get my fruit in all fun ways, whether it's a smoothie, a salad, it's really just a treat. Frozen Washington Red Raspberries are one of the best kept secrets in the freezer aisle. They're naturally low in sugar, high in fiber, and support gut health,
blood sugar balance, and overall wellness. And because they're frozen at the peak of ripeness, they deliver big-time nutrition and flavor year-round. So whether you're trying to clean up your snacks or build better meals, these berries are a total win. You can find frozen Washington red raspberries in the frozen fruit section of most major grocery retailers.
And Costco.
If you want to discover new ways to use American frozen red raspberries, get more details on where you can grab them simply by going to redraz.org. That's redraz.org. You'll find recipes, health tips, retail locations, and everything you need to make Washington red raspberries a regular part of your routine.
Look for product of the U.S.
We all want to feel our best, but let's be real. Some wellness trends are hard to stick with. Taking shots of apple cider vinegar? No thanks. Swallowing giant vitamins? Not for me. Goalie Nutrition is wellness made easy and delicious with their chewable gummies. From apple cider vinegar for digestion support to ashwagandha for stress relief, Goalie's gummies fit effortlessly into your routine. They're made with high quality ingredients, taste amazing, and are packed with essential B vitamins to help you feel your best every day. Apple cider vinegar has been used for centuries as a traditional remedy for digestion and gut health, now in a convenient gummy form. More than just ACV, from ashwagandha for stress relief, plus they're packed with essential vitamins, organic ingredients, and no artificial nonsense. No mixing, measuring, or mess. Just grab, chew, and conquer your day. Made for every lifestyle with a formula that works for you. Plus, they're made in the USA. Loved worldwide. So head to goalie.com now and get America's number one ashwagandha and apple cider vinegar gummies at an exclusive 42% off. Give them a try, risk-free. Backed by their money-back guarantee. Because wellness should be simple, effective, and delicious. Don't wait. Visit goalie.com today.
Almost, you know?
So you film the bit.
Mm-hmm.
You're confident. You think it went well.
Yeah. I knew I crushed it.
You leave.
I got in my car and I started to pray.
Hoping that he would use it.
Yeah, I was like, no. I got in the car and I was driving for Postmates at the time. And I was like, fuck, I'm like, God, I'm like, you led me here. Like, you, yeah, I'm a creep, whatever. It was weird. It was like a weirdo thing to do. Like, it was very creepy. I was like, but I just need this shot, and I'll contribute as much as I can to these bits too. But like, dude, I was like on like $30 a day, bro. I was like, oh my God, I need it. I was like, I fucking need it. I need it, need it, need it, need it. And then the day after, it was either the day after or 2 days after. I can't really remember. The day after, actually, I was picking up food at Chipotle. I haven't seen the vlog yet, actually. Because he just had like posted it was probably like a few hours he just had posted it. His girl and I was working. I was driving Postmates. These girls see me. They're like, "Oh my God, you're the guy!" And I was like, "Fuck yeah, he's the bit." and like, dude, they took a photo with me, and I was literally shaking. Like, first photo in front of the Chase Bank on Vine Street, Hollywood. Because I used to hang out there a lot, hoping to like run into influencers like Logan and like all these guys. I was just literally fucking trying to work myself in. And then fucking watched the vlog. I was like, fuck, I'm like, this is good, dude. I'm like, I fit like a shoe, bro. I'm like, I fucking fit it. Like, I'm fitting like a goddamn fucking, I'm fitting like Cinderella's shoe in these bit on this bit. And then I was in line the next day at In-N-Out, and he calls me.
Did you have his number saved?
Random phone number. He got my number. And I'm literally in the middle at the In-N-Out drive-thru, like car in front, car behind. Yo, Nick, what's up? What are you doing? I'm like, yo, bro, just chilling, like, and I'm like panicking. I'm chilling. I'm like, getting food or whatever. He's like, yo, can you be at the house in like 10 minutes? And I was like, fuck yeah, like 100%. Dude, I was at the house in 3 minutes. Swear to God, I got out the car. I'm like, yo, back up. I'm like, I got to leave. I backed out the car. Fucking bolted to the house, bro. Went upstairs, did a bit, crushed it. It was a firework bit. I think it was either the firework or the oak. Sorry. Pretty sure it was the firework bit. He wrapped like a firework around my hand, and I was like, and like in my head, I always knew shit was like, you have to sell this fucking bit. You know what I mean? And then, like, I looked down, and, like, he has a firework on, and I'm like, okay, cool, fucking snap in action, kill this bit. Went chaotic and stuff, dude. Like, this was funny, but it was really funny. It was one of the funnier bits on that vlog. And then I was like, went back into my car, and I remember, dude, I went downstairs, and I had 200 followers at the time on Instagram. Jason tagged me on an Instagram story. but they've already seen one of the vlogs. So, like, you know, like the fans, the viewers and stuff, they kind of already knew the face. Dude, I fucking shot, bro, to like probably like 5,000-6,000 followers the next day, bro, which was a lot. It's a lot, bro. 5,000-6,000 fucking followers. And I woke up and I was like, to my mom, I have 5,000 fucking, like, it's going to work out. Like, and I even told my mom, like, the restaurant's going to happen and then the house is going to happen right after that. Because I already saw the future. I was like, all right, the future, this is what the future is going to be. And then in my head, I was like, okay, the only way you get initiated into these fucking videos, bro, is if you do a scripted skit in the vlog. As soon as you do a scripted video, because I've studied this shit fucking like a goddamn book. I was ready, dude. I was like, as soon as we do a scripted bit, it's in. Like, you're fucking in, dog. And then I think like the day after or something, or maybe it might have been like 2 days after, we did a scripted bit. We did that scripted bit, and I was like, fuck. I was like, I'm in, dude. I'm like, I'm gonna crush these goddamn fucking videos, bro. And then, yeah, dude. And then I got tagged on IG again. And then, like, a few months later, bro, like, I hit 100,000 followers on Instagram, which was unfucking, like, as soon as I hit 100,000, like, a few months after, like, I joined the squad and stuff, I couldn't fall asleep. When I was going to bed, I couldn't, like, fall asleep. I kept opening my phone. I'm like, fuck, is this, like, real? Like, am I going to make a career? Like, I was like, I don't know if this is real or not, bro. So I couldn't fall asleep for, like, really long. Like, it took me, like, time to, like, to be able to, like, fall asleep. And then, yeah, dude, it was cool, man. It's cool. It's fun. It's crazy. It's fun shit. And then I remember Dollar Shave Club hit me up when I was at 140,000 followers, and they're like, and I'm still driving for Postmates because they need money, you know?
And that's your first?
First brand deal. What's up, Nick? We'll pay you $1,500 for a photo. It's like, hold the fuck up. What the fuck you mean for a photo? You're going to pay me $1,500 fucking dollars? Like, it's under, come on, dude. Like, be real. Give me like $100. I got you. I didn't understand. Check came through, dude. I was like, oh, man, dude. I was like, and then I quit my job. And then I was like, okay, I think I'm just going to like focus on just content and stuff. But yeah, it was cool. It's funny. I mean, I was a creepy fan. Straight up. Deadass, I was a creepy fan.
That's one of the coolest stories I ever heard.
Really?
Actually.
Yeah. No, I was literally a fanboy. I was literally a creepy fanboy.
I'm getting chills now.
Really?
Because I know how bad you wanted it. A lot of people who have followers got lucky and they just stumbled into it and they had to figure out how to make content. You made content and couldn't figure out how to get views at first.
Yeah.
You had your whole YouTube series. You were doing everything.
Yeah.
And you figured out how to make it happen.
Yeah, dude. I was standing on Vine, bro. I was literally waiting for like Logan Paul and shit to like walk by. I'm like, bro, like, fuck, I gotta.
Did you ever get close to any of those guys?
One time I saw Logan like walking by. I walked up to him. Try to do like a bit or something. I can't remember what it was. But yeah, no, I that's what I wanted. That's what I wanted. I wanted it so fucking bad. I wanted it really, really fucking bad. So I was like, fuck, dude. Like, the only way to do this is like to literally like fucking like go to their face and just show them that you're funny. It was literally like Eminem song, like Lose Yourself. Like, you gotta like, you, like, as soon as the cameras are on, you perform. You fucking perform. Like, you're just a fucking. Yeah.
In that first day, that's when they came up with the nickname Jonah.
Yeah.
And when you heard that.
And I was a joke that I said too. I was like, what do you want me to do like Jonah Hill, jerk off like him? And then I like.
Oh, yeah.
And it stuck, dude. So it was like in the vlog for like a whole minute, dude. That's a long time for that fucking video. First day he met me, like this guy, like. But I planned for this day for like a fucking year, bro. I planned for that day for a year. I was like, this is like that day that comes, I planned it all out. Like, I was like, this is what's going to happen.
So you hit 100,000 followers.
Mm-hmm.
What in your brain clicked from there? What was your next move?
The next move was just to make content and I, like, get closer to these guys. So I was just like full sending everything I was doing. Like, I was just like, okay, cool. And like, some people found me annoying, but at the same time, I was like, okay, dude, I'm a performer, an actor. This is what I got to do. I'm acting. It's a show, and you're a performer. So like, people were like, oh, he's a tryhard. But like, there's people who really, really fucked with me, and then there's people who were like, okay, like, this guy's weird. He's too much. But like, I was, to me, it's all like, when I'm not filming, when cameras are not on, I'm fucking mellow, dude. I don't, like, even when people run into me, they're like, the fuck, you're kind of weird.
Are you ready to lose weight? With Effecty, getting access to powerful GLP-1 weight loss medications has never been easier or more affordable. Effecty offers compounded semaglutide, the same active ingredients as the popular name brands, but for up to 80% less. These medications work by regulating appetite and blood sugar, helping you lose weight in a sustainable, science-backed way. Getting started is simple. Fill out a short medical questionnaire, then connect with a licensed provider through a chat-based telehealth consultation. If you're eligible, your prescription gets shipped straight to your door. No hassle, no waiting rooms. With transparent pricing, no hidden fees, and no membership required, Effecty is committed to making proven weight loss treatments accessible to everyone. I do have a few friends who have used GLP-1, and it helps get them on the right path to sustain a healthier lifestyle. It's helped with weight loss and confidence. So if you're ready to level up your weight loss game right now, my listeners can get $50 off of GLP-1 weight loss treatments at Effecty.com with my code LIGHTWEIGHT at checkout. That's Effecty.com, EFFECTY.com, and use code LIGHTWEIGHT to get $50 off your first month of GLP weight loss treatment. No hassles, no memberships, and no hidden fees. Get started today.
When was the last time you refreshed your bedding? Sleep cooler with Avocado's naturally breathable, certified organic sheets. Choose from GOTS-certified organic cotton, linen, or hemp, all made safe certified to the highest standards of non-toxic safety. Delivering the ultimate in luxury, sustainability, and style, and a deeper, more restorative sleep. Join Avocado's mission to be one of the world's most sustainable brands at avocadomattress.com.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. It prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
People say that, like, you're really awkward, man. But when the camera's on, like, your brain switches. You flip a switch.
What were one of your favorite times where you flipped that switch and you were able to get into character and you crushed whatever you were doing?
The first day.
What other time?
The second day. Straight up, because I wanted it so bad. And then after that, it was just like, it was probably the first or second day.
What about later on? What about when you did the Discovery show? What about when you did Shark?
No. After that, it was just like, okay, I'm like, okay, cool. Like, I proved myself. This is the character that I'm portraying. This is what's going to happen. But, like, those first, first or second time was, like, the time where it was, like you got to, if you're auditioning almost for, like, a fucking, like, TV show, like Friends or something like that. Like, you're auditioning for a big show. That's what it was in my brain. I was like, okay, like, this, like, I trained my whole life, went to improv school, did all this shit, you know, did my comedy stuff. Now it's the time to, like, really prove to motherfuckers that I can do it. Like, this is what I'm about. So it was those first, maybe like the first or second time.
What'd your sister and your brother and your mom and your dad think when you got in the videos? Did they think anything cool was going to happen?
My cousin hit me up.
Which one?
My cousin, you don't know him. You don't know him. You don't know him. He was a fan of Dobrik. Dobrik. I'm laughing at myself. He was a fan of Dave. He was the one that told me about the meet and greet and stuff.
And you really hit it off with Dave at first?
No.
No?
At first? At the park?
No. I mean, like, you always filmed with him mostly. Like, you never did Zane and Heath's videos. You never did Todd's videos.
Yeah, no. Always David's. Yeah, always David's, yeah. At what point
did your family get involved in the videos?
I was doing a scripted show back in the day. It's called Nick and Tony's Road to Comedy with my friend. And I had a bit in there. My dad, like, ran out with a shotgun. He tried to, like, shoot me, which was it was a funny bit. It was like a, you know, comedy bit. And then David's like, yo, can we use that bit? It's like, yeah, fuck yeah, dude. Of course you can use it a bit. And that was probably like seven vlogs in, because Jason pulled up my videos. He's like, yo, this guy's funny.
Yeah.
Like, he's a funny guy. He pulled up to the family's house, filmed with them, and then they got involved. But my family's always been involved with videos because I'd always grab my sister and I'd go like, yo, let's film this real quick. This kid, you know, just like fucking around with like a little camera. Mom, can you be in this video? I'm like, mom, do this. Dad, do this. Bro, do that. Whatever the hell. Like, it was always like, it was never really brand new for them, you know? Because I always wanted to be a filmmaker, comedian since I was younger.
I know. I introduced Brandon Rogers to your mom and he was in love with her at how well she reacted to the camera.
No, It was never brand new for them. So even with like Dave and stuff, it was always so natural because it was like, our son has been doing this for forever, like, you know. But all I needed was to like, you know, show people that like, hey, I can bring something to the table too.
I mean, you became a YouTube star. Yeah. You got your restaurant.
Yeah.
You got your family the house.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if you're allowed to talk about it. I know you can. You filmed your pilot.
No, it's been unreal, man. Even with, you want to hear something funny?
Please.
When I was 17, 18, I knew where Josh lived.
Josh Peck. Okay.
And I had a TV show back then that I was working on. I wrote a TV show and I was like, okay, I'm going to get this guy to be in my TV show. This was before everything. This was before David was even a YouTuber, Viner. Or no, he was a Viner actually.
But would you have a script?
Script.
Did you print it out?
Yeah.
Okay.
I knew where Josh lived. He lived on Vineland at the time. Can say this now, but it's fine because it's, you know, he doesn't live there anymore. At the apartments. I saw his black BMW on the street. And my friend had like ran into him around the apartment complex. A huge complex. And I stood outside the gate waiting for a black BMW with Josh Peck sitting inside. And I was like, okay. As soon as I see the black BMW, you fucking creep your way in. You, like, go inside. And you show him your script. You're like, yo, star in this TV show with me. Saw the black BMW. I fucking ran inside. I'm a kid. Ran inside. I hid behind the cars. I saw Josh get out of the car. He walks over to the elevator, and I run to the elevator. I'm like, hey, Josh. I'm like, hey, man, I'm a comedian. I wrote this show. Can you do the pilot with me? And then the elevator is closing. He's like, hey, man, talk to my manager. He's like, I can't really look at scripts. Door closes. I'm like, fuck, dude. I'm like, God fucking damn it. Waited all day out here. Like, I have to get him. I have to fucking get him. I'm like, if I'm filming this TV show with anybody, it's him. You know? And then fast forward, dude, and like, 5 years later or some shit, like some around like five, yeah, something like that. Josh Peck is in my room. We're filming a video. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on, bro? I'm like, this is weird, dude. And then fast forward, dude, this December, we shot that TV show that I pitched him like a decade ago.
That was that same one?
Yeah.
Holy fuck.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Took 10 years, but I got Josh on it.
Wow, you motivated motherfucker.
Yeah.
What else are you concocting?
I'm, dude.
Who's next, Elon?
No, it's no more. Now I feel like I've done enough work where I'm like, okay, I have my own personal brand, I have my own thing going on, I have like my niche, you know, I have, you know, like I'm okay. I can just make my own videos and do my own thing, and if I want to collab with anyone, I can do that. Now it's more like business opportunities. Now it's franchising Jonah's. Now it's, you know.
It's your Reggie. Other phone?
Now it's, you know, like stuff like that. Like now it's you're franchising Jonah's. Now it's getting the movie done, selling the show. You know, now it's like it's the next step. It's like, okay, cool. We've done all this. Now, like, what's the next step to to bigger money and like bigger goals. That's what it is now. Yeah. Goal is to sell Jonas for fucking $300-400 million, and I will do it.
I know you will now.
I will do it. It might take me 4 years. It might take me 10 years. It might take me 50 years. It'll happen. I don't have a time frame for it, but it will happen.
Are you working on the second location?
Yeah, I am. Yeah,
you are.
Yeah, I am.
Where?
Palm Desert. Yeah, but I'm in the middle of rebranding it, so I don't know. I don't know if I want to keep it Jonas. Thinking about rebranding the whole company.
Oh, the entire thing?
Yeah.
To what?
I don't know. I'm thinking about doing like a Chipotle style, like Mediterranean, you know, something like that.
I mean, I love Jonas Kebab.
Thank you.
Jen, you bring it over to me every time you come by.
Yeah.
I go there so many times a week.
Yeah. Thank you. It's a good restaurant. It's just a little difficult to franchise.
Because it's your name?
No, because the way the food is prepared is it's a little weird. It's a little different. You use like skewers and like all these things for kebabs, so it's a little inefficient, you know. So we're trying to figure out that balance.
Are you gonna be testing that at the first location?
No.
You'd keep the first location how it is?
Yeah. Because I've learned so much from it. I've learned so much from the first location. So now I'm like, okay, cool. The second location, easy peasy. Like, it'll be super.
You gave the first location to your dad.
Yeah, so now it's his. So Jonas will stay. Like, that Jonas Kebab location will for sure stay, even if the name changes or whatever.
And that'll be theirs.
That'll be that. So.
And this new one.
The new one, yeah.
That's you.
That's me. Yeah, that'll be like.
Why Palm Desert? Where is that? Is that Palm Springs?
Yeah.
That's so far from
either that or Vegas or something. I don't know, man. I'm still figuring it out, dude. It's either that, Vegas, or like Studio City.
I mean, Studio City would be great.
Yeah, it would be.
Vegas
would be great too. So I'm thinking, I don't know yet, man. I'm working with a business partner on it right now. I'm gonna bring in like an investor and stuff. But yeah,
my face go up on that wall too?
Sure.
Oh wow, you're not even gonna think about it.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
It can go up.
Sick.
But yeah, that'll happen too. That'll happen too. I've always wanted a food franchise. Now it's just it might take 20 years, but it's gonna happen.
I can't wait to see you in 10 years.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see you.
I'm gonna be fucking so rich. I'm just kidding. Oh, I will be giving back though. I'm all about that. I'd love to have a nonprofit someday.
To what?
I'm not sure yet, man.
The kids. I can see you having a skateboard park.
Yeah, for sure. That too. Maybe like third world country, you know, like assisting like third, like, you know, I'd love to like, yeah, I'd love to get, I don't know. I'm thinking about it.
Can you skate in a pool?
Have
you ever dropped in?
I have. Yeah.
How'd that go?
Not that good.
Faceplant?
I don't like pools. I were to skate, I think street skating is my favorite form. It's more like. It's more sick to me. I don't like vert boarding and stuff.
You get yourself into a lot of situations, no?
Like what?
I mean, you have your new vlogs coming out.
Uh-huh.
What are some of the bits that you filmed for that? People are going to see in a week or two.
Yeah. Some fun stuff.
Do you ever get yourself into situations that even you get uncomfortable in?
No.
Because if I was your camera guy, I'd hate it.
No. Never. No, I'm never uncomfortable. Because I'm always like, okay, this is an experience. Like, this is an experience.
Do you ever have to abort?
No. I'll ride it through. It's fun to me.
You're fucking nuts, man.
I am, yeah. No, I am. I'm sick in the head. But I'll even with, like, the David thing, dude. Like, I was like, okay, like, even if I get arrested right now, stalking somebody to get what I want, I'm going to do it. It's going to happen. It's going to, yeah, it's fun. It's cool. It's cool to me. It's a ride. It's a ride, bro. It's a fucking ride. Like, and I'm all about it. I find so much fucking joy in it.
Are you doing stand-up comedy?
Yeah.
How's that?
It's taking a lot of time right now, man. I'm always into it. Right now, I think my main focus, man, is selling that fucking show.
The pilot that you shot?
Yeah. I think selling that show would be nice.
I mean, you shot it when? November last year?
December.
Do does stuff like that become outdated to where you can't sell it?
No, no.
You can always sell it.
Always, yeah. No, no. You can sell it 6 years later, 7 years later. Yeah, it might get shelved, but...
Did you have anyone's dad in it, too?
Yeah.
Who?
I had Shia LaBeouf on set.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, I had Shia LaBeouf on set.
You talked to him?
Yeah, I did.
Was he on your list, too?
No, he was never on my list, but I've always was fascinated about him. Because he's always been very interesting. I've always wanted to have a conversation with Chai, and I did. We had a conversation for like 20 minutes.
Do you just think your life is like some fucking
meta? I don't even know. Sometimes it's unreal. Yeah, sometimes it's weird. I'm like, what the fuck am I doing?
Do you get a lot of DMs from celebrities?
No, what do you mean?
I don't know. I feel like because your character that you play online is just so... It reaches out to so many people. I was just curious if any... notable people have reached out to you saying that you're funny, they love your stuff.
I mean, yeah, there are celebrities out there that like they've reached out to me for sure, but you know
who? Oh, Dave.
Like a few people.
Like who?
I don't want to say it, it's weird.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't want to like put people on, you know.
Who'd you just have? Did you just have the guy who sings Billie Eilish
at your restaurant? Armani.
Him?
Yeah, he's cool.
He was at your restaurant?
He pulled up, yeah. But I met him through a mutual friend. Through Nick and Nyarcina. Yeah. He's a cool guy. Very cool guy. Yeah. I'm just going along with the ride, man. Like I want as much adrenaline. I want like as much like I don't know how to explain it. I love doing the uncomfortable to like you know.
Do you still do the streetcar stuff at night?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah, but I stopped going.
Why?
Because I can't. My producer hit me up. He's like, "You're not allowed to be seen over here."
Seen over here?
Yeah, he's like, "You shouldn't go to stuff like that."
Why?
Because we're trying to sell a TV show.
So he doesn't want you getting arrested?
He doesn't want me like, you know, being around the, you know, the underground car stuff. Because dude, like, it'll just be like me, like.
I think it's
like,
a bad look.
It's a yeah, it is. It's not like the best look, but I still went after that, after he told me, but he was like, he hit me up a couple times. He's like, bro, stop. You make it hard for me to sell this fucking thing.
One final thing.
Yeah.
I want to go into. You opened a restaurant during COVID.
Yeah.
Probably the hardest time to get permits and open a restaurant.
Yeah, it was weird. It was fucking annoying.
You just fronted all that money.
Yeah, but then COVID hit like a month after. Which is fucking stupid.
Oh, you were working on the restaurant before COVID happened.
Yeah, dude.
And then the shutdown.
And then the shutdown, and these fuckers are like, yo, we're shutting down. I was like, oh, fuck, bro.
Did you think it was the end?
No. I was like, there's a way around everything. I don't panic. I really, really don't panic.
You do, but in a weird way.
Yeah, in a weird way. Like, I'll
panic. You don't panic that it's over. You panic like, ah, oh, fuck, let's go left.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I'll figure it out. I don't really panic much.
You should do a lot more podcasts with sunglasses on.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Adds more mystique.
I feel like a douchebag.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. No, I don't. I'm really good under pressure. Because to me, I look at it like a game. I'm like, okay, cool. Bad situation get thrown my way. I'm going to dominate the situation. And I'm going to own it. I'm going to fuck it up. And then I'm going to laugh at it because it was so easy to do. So I like a nice game. It's fun to me.
You're a special individual, sir.
Dude, I'm telling you. It's funny, man, how I was always portrayed as like that fucking dumb guy, bro. But like I will hit $1 billion eventually.
I know. You get shit done.
I'm everything that I fucking say I will do. But like it's all characters, man. It's all fucking characters. I will play any goddamn character. Like at that moment, that's what that's the character we had to play.
So your next move, the rebrand, another rebrand restaurant. Genres,
yeah.
When's it expected?
I don't know, man. Maybe like a year. It's gonna take some time. It takes time, man, to build a restaurant.
Are you looking at yourself in the?
Yeah, I look fucking dope, bro. It takes time. What's your next move? Genuinely, I want to know because you have so much potential.
Appreciate that.
And I want to see you do good. What's your next move?
This podcast.
Really?
Yeah.
You want to just blow it up?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is it.
You got to do some crazy shit then, bro. You got to dig into some fucking, some fun guests, you know? people who are popping. Not guys like me. Okay, fine, I am popping, but like.
All right, I am next up. My stand-up special is dropping
I'm
soon.
I'm dying, dude. Don't blow your money when you make it. Invest it into something.
Yeah, no.
You wanted to open up that Asahi place.
No, I don't want to do restaurant anymore.
Really?
No.
Why? What happened?
It doesn't sound that fun for me anymore. It takes too much time.
Yeah.
And I don't have anybody who could just do it.
What business would you want to open?
I like real estate.
You like real estate?
Yeah.
Okay. So like real estate investing.
Yeah.
Love that. That's awesome. My long-term goal is communities. I want to build like communities. I want to build like 1,000 home fucking communities. Not even can. I know it sounds insane.
I want parking lots.
Parking lots? That's cool.
I don't want the maintenance.
Yeah.
Repaint the lines a couple months.
Yeah.
Call it a day.
That's cool.
One guy.
And you don't even need too many employees?
No.
It's very fucking easy to do. Yeah, dude. Parking lots are cool.
That's what I'll do. When we hit 100,000 subs on this podcast, I'll buy a parking lot.
Okay. I like that, dude. Fuck yeah, why not? Where would it be?
Around here.
Okay.
I want to be able to check on it.
So you just like pull up, check on it. You should do a parking lot where like, where they hold events and shit.
Yeah.
Or like the bowl. You got to find something there.
I need $1 billion for that.
Really?
Yeah.
What if it's like three blocks away from the bowl, and then you hit, and then you start promoting parking passes during events? Like you reach out to the target audience that's going to the event who want to save $30 for a Billie Eilish concert. I don't know, some shit like that. You got to get creative.
We could do a collab. You can open up a kebab stand on my parking lot.
I'm okay. No kebab stands for me.
Nick Antonian, thank you so much for being here.
Of course, man. Thank you, dude.
Thanks for
it was a fun talk, dude.
Yeah, thanks for the charity work, man. Appreciate
no problem.
That.
No problem.
Guys, go check out Nick Antonian on TikTok at Nick Antonian. Go check out his kebab shop in North Hollywood.
Yes, sir. I got to pay rent this month.
All right. Lightweights, out.
See ya.
Thank you.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. It prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.